What's the halacha for somebody who's not going to be able to light Hanukkah candles at home? Can he have someone else do it for him and be yotzei that way through the shliach? So certainly, obviously, if it's a member of his own household, then there's no question. Certainly, he can be yotzei. The mahadrim and a mahadrim is everyone lights, but in a circumstance where a person is not able to, so certainly, as long as a member of the household lights, everything's fine. But let's say that's not the case. Let's say he doesn't have a member of the household that's going to be home. Can he have a neighbor go ahead and light his Hanukkah candles for him, and he'll be yotzei that way? So we know that there's different types of mitzvahs, some of which are able to be fulfilled through a shaliach, and some not. So you have some mitzvahs which are mitzvahs aguf, picking up the dal minim. That's not something you can do through a shaliach. At the same time, you have many other mitzvahs where the point is a result more so than an action, or it's an action but doesn't have to be done by you, or it's bringing about a certain new status, and those can be done through a shaliach. So what's the case when it comes to Ner Chanukah? So we know that the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah is Ner Ishu Beiso. It's not something where there's a hakpada that a specific individual has to go ahead and to actually light the candles. As long as somebody's lighting the candles in the household, so then a person is yotzei. So that would seem to be the case here as well. A shaliach should work. As long as somebody lights the candles in the house, so then a person will be able to be yotzei through a shaliach. The question is that the only aspect of the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah? So this is actually a significant machlokas between Rishonim and Achronim, if there is another aspect as well to the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah. We know that the Gemara says that a person who is not able to fulfill Ner Chanukah, but he sees a Ner, so he makes the bracha of Sha'as HaNisim. What if a person does not personally light, but somebody lights in his household for him? A member of his household lights. Does he also make a bracha of Sha'as HaNisim when he sees the candles? So this is a machlokas. According to one opinion, the Rishon, the Mordechai, yes, he will also make that bracha of Sha'as HaNisim. And the Bach explains that, according to the Mordechai, there's an additional element to the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah. Not only is there a mitzvah to light the Chanukah candles, but there's a mitzvah on each individual to see the Chanukah candles and to make a bracha, thanking Hashem for everything that happened. According to other Rishonim, that's not the case. If a person is yotzei the mitzvah, so then he has no additional element of seeing. It would still be a nice thing to see the Chanukah candles, but he wouldn't. There's no specific element of a kiyumah mitzvah in seeing the Chanukah candles, and one would certainly not make the bracha of Sha'as HaNisim. So this would apparently impact our issue. If we hold that there is a mitzvah to see the Chanukah candles and to make a bracha of Sha'as HaNisim, that's not something you can do via shliach. If a person would only be yotzei through a shliach, then he would only get a partial kiyumah mitzvah of Ner Chanukah. According to the opinion that says that there is no additional element, so then one could fully fulfill the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah through a shliach. The Shulchan Aruch in Tav Reish Ayin Vav Siv Gimel apparently paskins that one would not make the bracha of Sha'as HaNisim if he's yotzei through someone else lighting in his household. He apparently paskins not like the Mordechai. However, in Tav Reish Ayin Zayin Siv Gimel seems to paskin like the Mordechai. So the Achronim discuss what exactly is the opinion of the Mechaber and the Rama, and it could very well be that it's not totally decided and Safek Brachos LaHakel. But we'd be choshish for the opinion of the Mordechai. The Mishnah Berurah and Tav Reish Ayin Hei, Siv Katan Tes, has a further discussion when it comes to shaliach. He says that if a person appoints a shaliach, so then he should only do so if he's going to be able to stand there while the shaliach does it and hear the brachos from the shaliach, or he can make the brachos himself and the shaliach can light. But otherwise, he shouldn't do so. So let's say a person who's not able physically to light the candles, but he can have someone else do it for him as long as he's there. But if you're not going to be there, you shouldn't appoint the shaliach. What's this all about? So the poskim explain that this is really a separate issue, the issue of bracha. Now we know that lichatchila, we don't do mitzvahs in a way where we won't be able to make a bracha on the mitzvah. So therefore, if a person is able in any way to light the candles himself, he should not appoint a shaliach to do so unless he's going to be able to be there and be yotzei with the brachos. That's a din in bracha. Why is that? After all, usually when a shaliach does a mitzvah for someone, the shaliach makes the bracha. So what's the problem? If a person puts up a mezuzah for somebody else in his house, the shaliach will make the bracha. So what? That's not called missing a bracha. So it's interesting, machlokas of Moshe Feinstein and Rosh Shlomo Zalman Orbach as to why exactly it is over here that a shaliach cannot necessarily make the bracha or cannot make all the brachas. Rosh Moshe Feinstein claims, this is in Igros Moshe Aleph Kufzadi, that the shaliach can make the bracha of l'hadlik ner even in the absence of the Baal HaBayis. However, he would not be able to make the bracha of Sha'as HaNisim. The bracha of Sha'as HaNisim can only be made once a day, because every day there was a continuation of the nes, and therefore it can only be made once a day. So he's going to make a bracha on his own Chanukah candles in his own house. He cannot also make the bracha of Sha'as HaNisim in this individual's house. Although he says there may be a difference depending on whether it's for a man for a woman or whatever. This is the case for a man lighting for a man. Shlomo Zalman claims that the shaliach cannot make the brachas at all. He wouldn't make the bracha of even lahadlik ner. And this is because when it comes to Hanukkah candles, he says it's a little bit similar to a case of someone putting a tefillin on someone else's arm. So the shliach's not yozei the mitzvah at all. It's the mishaleach. He's not even doing a maisa mitzvah. He's just helping the mishaleach do it. He's helping the person he's putting the tefillin on fulfill the mitzvah. And he claims that Hanukkah candles should be somewhat similar. So la halacha, we would say as follows. Certainly, if a person is able to light the candles himself, that's definitely, without question, the best. If he's not going to be home, not going to be able to light the candles, so he certainly should appoint a shaliach, a neighbor, someone to light the candles for him, and he'll get either a full kiyumah mitzvah or at very least a partial kiyumah mitzvah. Would the shaliach make a bracha? So according to Moshe, he would make just the bracha of Ladlik Ner, and not the bracha of Shas HaNisim. That's what I've seen quoted in many svarim, although Shlomo Zalman holds in the Mincha Shlomo, Tanyan and Nunches, that he would not make any brachas whatsoever. It would still be preferable for the person who appoints the shaliach to, at least if he can, see the Hanukkah candles somewhere else. I saw Rav Yaakov Ariel paskins that if a person is going to be able to light, but he would have to light much later in the evening, he won't be able to light during the Iker Zman. So then it would be preferable to light through a shaliach, even if he's not a member of his own household, than to light by himself later on in the evening. It seems to me that's not the Minhag Olam, but that's what he suggests. Because as well, lighting at the right time is also part of the basic kiyumah mitzvah. So, have a wonderful day, and please remember to stack the chairs. And